Okay, so topic tonight, I said, is the dots on the Sefer Torah. Our Sefer Torah that we have, our Masorah, Ish Mipi Ish, until Moshe Rabbeinu, every single letter that we have in the Sefer Torah, because Baruch Hu told Moshe, write, arrange to this Bara, Lakim, Esashamayim, Esar, and so on and so forth. Ramban says that as soon as the Torah was given, Moshe Rabbeinu basically wrote from the Reishis until Parshas Yisro, and then as time went on, Moshe Rabbeinu continued writing, documenting everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him exactly what to write. The only machlokes we have in Chazal are the last eight psukim in the Torah. Did Moshe Rabbeinu write it? Vayomas Shal, or did Yeshua write it? And if Yeshua wrote it, it was the same. It was documented from HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua exactly how to write. It's just very interesting. Once we're talking about that, is that those eight psukim are not halacha. Obviously, every place in the Torah you could learn out from the top, learn out tilei tilim of halachas, but there was no mitzvah given in those eight psukim. So therefore, those eight psukim, we have a machlokes. You don't have a question. Either it's Moshe or it's Yeshua. Now and then, especially when you're learning the Parshas and Parshas Bereishis, you come across the Chumash and there's dots on top of the word. On some of the words, there's dots on every letter. And on some of the words, the dots are only on some of the letters. The Avister of Nosson, and that's the first sheet I gave out. I'm sorry the copies didn't come out so well. The Avister of Nosson in Perek Lamed goes through 10 places in the Torah that there are dots. Now, it seems like that these dots were not written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? These dots came later, and they came from Ezra's Sefer. Now, the Avister of Nosson, which is Chazal, which is the detailed Pirkei Avos, goes through the 10 places, and just it's kedai to read it one time. You have a chumash next to you. Yeah, I could tell you where to look it up. Some of them are familiar. Most of the places that there are dots are familiar. So, the Avister of Nosson is Perek Lamed Dalet Ois Dalet. And the lashon of the Avister of Nosson is as follows: Essen Akudah Torah. There are 10 places in the Torah that there are dots. This is going obviously in Pirkei Avos, Sara Nisim over there. The Pirkei Avos mentions all the 10 things, and one of the 10 things the Avister of Nosson is mentioning are the 10 dots in the Torah. So he says, Eluhei, Yishpoin Hashem b'mi u'b'necha. Right? When Sarah had a taina to Avraham Avinu about Hagar, so she said, Eloshin Yishpoin Hashem b'mi u'b'necha. Let Hashem be the judge between us in our personal life. Whatever Chazal and Ksubas learn out, what Rashi tells you all at Torah, and there's a dot on the letter Yud. Nokud al Yud Shebeinacha, Zokta Avister Ebnasin, Milame Shelei Amro Loi El Al Hogar. She was indicating something. Okay? And the indication was, even though I'm saying Yishpoin Hashem b'gni u'v'inecha, between me and you, but it's really between you and Hagar. Okay, Vayomru Elov in Vayera. I don't know if we'll read all of them, but let's just read a couple of them, the famous ones. Vayomru Elov, Ayesh Sarish Tachan Parshas Vayera, this everyone knows. The Malachim asked Avram Avinu, Aye Sara Ishtacha. So, on the word Elov, on the letters Aleph, Yud, Vav, have dots. Not on the Lamed, there's Aleph, Lamed, Yud, Vav in the word Elov. But on the Aleph, Lamed, Vav, there are dots. Again, Zokta Avester of Nassan, why? Nokud Al Ayoy, on those letters, Aleph, Yud, Vav. Sheyoydimba, really they asked him, where is she? But the Malachim, they knew about her. They're checking up on her. Then there's one on Lloyd's daughters. Then there's the famous one on Esav and Yaakov. Kiyoitzaboy. Vayaretz Esav lekrasai vayechabkeyu vayipol al tzavoro vayishakeyu. All right, everybody knows that one. Kulay nokel. It's dots on the whole. The lame to teach you shalay noshku beemes. That Rashi brings down to pshatim. Right, that's the famous. Right, the first shot comes from the Avester of Nosson. The second shot in Rashi brings it down from a different message from the Supreme. The first shot is that, of course, Esau kissed Yaakov when he met him that time, but it wasn't with a full heart. In other words, Vayisha Keyu, but it's dotted. Shvacham Isis. Okay. And so on and so forth. Okay, right, the Parshas Vayeshev, the Echov Lirois Es Tzoyin Aviyam Bishchem, Nokud Al Es. There are dots on the letters S on that word. Melameit Shaloi Lirois Atzoyin Olfu. They didn't go to shepherd their sheep. Ela Lechov Lishtois. Now, so it's very, very interesting. So you have, like we're seeing over here, some of the time there are dots on all the letters, and some of the time there's on some of the letters. Now, if you go through the whole, you go through the whole thing, all right, the last one, that's it's going to be, and everybody knows that one too. Kiyotzeboy hanistarois l'Hashem Elokeinu v'hanigleis lanu ulevaneinu. Nokud alanu ulevaneinu. So there are dots on all the letters of lanu ulevaneinu. Now, the Avester of Nosson tells you a reason. Elokat Omar Ezra. This is what Ezra said. If Elio is going to come, and is going to tell me, why did you write it this way? Sounds like Elio Anovi is going to come and going to question Ezra, why did you write the Sefer Torah this way? Oimer. I put dots on them. If Elio is going to tell me, no, you did a good job. Avir nekuda me'aleh. I'm going to remove the nekuda. I'm going to remove the dot. It sounds like the way this lashon of the Avester of Nasan is, Ezra wasn't sure about what he was writing over here. And so therefore, he made dots on these letters, and he's saying, if I'm writing it correctly, then I'll remove it. And if it's not correctly, he'll fix it up. Whatever was done. I mean, that's the push-up shot of the read. So it sounds like that Ezra was fixing up something in the Sefer Torah. If you look on the bottom, I try to underline the Binyan Yeshua. The Binyan Yeshua wrote his Sefer around 1886, which is the time of the great Gedolei Olam, of Yisrael Salanter, and others. And the Binyan Yeshua writes, Im Yovo Eliyahu V'yoymali. Elio is going to tell me, but the Binyan Yeshua changes it, of course. Elio. Ratzalayma Moshe Rabbeinu al Hashal. No, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell him. Mitnei Markosavta, Zokta Binyan Yeshua, these are the following words. Mishum She Ezra HaSeifer, Tikein HaTorah. Ezra HaSeifer was Mesakin the Torah. The Tikkun Seifrim, with the correctness of Seifrim, Kefi HaTzayr, as necessary. You hear this? But Binyan Yeshua is telling us, and this is how he's explaining the words of the Avester of Nelson, the reason why Ezra is coming and telling you that if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to question what I wrote over here, I'm going to erase it. And if he'll say I wrote well, I'll erase the dots because I dotted on top. And the Binyan Yeshua say, Epis Ezra came and made good corrections in the same way. Moshe Feinstein, as his trooper writes, he doesn't even want to quote these words of the Binyan Yeshua. He holds it clear. He mamish holds it clear. That's why I was telling Avram. I said, my chavrusa told me, I could even mention this. According to Ramosha, this is mamish clear. To say that Ezra HaSoifa was fixing something up in the Sefer Torah, it's mamish asagamar. Why? Because Rav Moshe quotes the words of the Rambam, the words of the Gemara, and the Sanhedrin. Ki Devar Hashem Bosa. What does the words Ki Devar Hashem Bosa mean? If somebody goes and he says, everything is from the Torah, everything that we have from the Sefer Torah. Chutz mi pasuk eichad. Besides one pasuk, I believe in 612 mitzvot, I don't believe in 613. I believe in every word of the Torah besides for one pasuk. That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write, the person's an apikoyrus of the realm. The person's a man, he's a flavor. You got to believe that every single thing was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was divine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. And the Rambam writes, even if a person says one word, doesn't believe that one word was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, the person's a koyfer. And Ramosha says, the Rambam says a word. But even oisachas, even if a person doesn't believe in one ice, somebody says, maybe Moshe HaSmashon didn't write it, the person's a kohen. And he brings a raya. The Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, Daflam Adayin Amid Beis, tells us klar, how do you know when you're reading the words shame, chum, and yafes or yafes? Well, it depends, right? There are no dots on the Sefer Torah. Is it Hevel or Hovel? Most of the time it's Hevel. There's one time it's Hovel. Or it's an Eretz. There's tons of these words on Rav Moshe, and it's klar. The Duke sides from the Gemara in the Nedarim says, this all came from Sinai. It was all passed down. The Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak, Mikra Seifrim, the Itur Seifrim, the Kriyam V'loik Sivan, Uksivan V'loik Kriyam, it's all Allah for Moshe from Sinai. And what does this mean? Mikra Seifrim, Itur Seifrim. So Rashi tells us, you learned Iran. Right? Sometimes you have Iter Seifrim is Tevois Yeserois Shenichtevu Liapois Halashai. The extra letters that were put in to make the word nicer. The word Rishai, the word Bereshis has an extra Aleph in it. You don't need the extra Aleph. Resh Aleph Shin Vav Nun.
Right there with the Aleph.
Because that's the way the big books don't make sure baby. It's all Allah on which have you seen it? It's all divine. There's one time in the Torah we have Yaakov with a book. Most of the time, Yaakov, almost every other time, Yaakov is without a book. Yaakov could be written with a book. I said to this, I don't know if you had any new Ella Lichter. He was a famous cipher. Forget. Ella Lichter used to tell me, and Ella used to say, in the Heimat Megizuk, Eshraf Noyech mit Zippen Gras. He writes the word Noyech with seven mistakes. I got six. Noyah. Noy, Aleph, Vav, Yod. And the call, right? No, yeah. How do you write it? In other words, but that's all Sinai. Exactly how every letter should be written in the Sefer Torah comes to Sinai. Because up for Moshe, it's not shy. It's not shy to say that what the Bnei Yeshua is saying. It's not shy to say that the words written in the Avester of Nassim are the correct words. He says it's a mistake. The Girsa that we have in the Avester of Nassim's Akra Moshe is an absolute mistake. What are the correct words? So Rav Moshe found a Piskei Tosfos, and the Taz at the end of, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, quotes that Tosfos. And the Lashon is, the Lashon of, he writes that the proper Lashon is, he was definitely a prophet. No, but after Moshe, right, good question. After Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest prophet, and that's one of the animamas that you say, and you have to believe it. And after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, nobody, the Ein Navi Rishoy L'Chadash Davar, no prophet can come up with any new mitzvah. No prophet could change any word in our Torah. The prophets only had, let me just explain to you, obviously it's a big question. The prophets had a direct line with Hashem, not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. The prophets got from Hashem things which were necessary to do, whether to wage war or not, or a Hayrah Shah. What does a Hayrah Shah mean? A halacha pertaining just for them, just for that time. Like the famous thing, Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, Eliyahu brought a carbon out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Mishkan. That was a Hayrah Shah. Shlomo HaMelech, you're familiar with? He ate on Yom Kippur, remember?
Yeah.
Right? That year he ate the one time when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he ate on Yom Kippur.
That's
Yom Kippur, eating? It was a Hayrah Shah, one time. Then it's mutter. That's what a prophet could do. But a prophet cannot. And if the emotion is like so strong, if you think any other way, it's clearer. It cannot change anything in the Sefer. And so therefore it's impossible that Ezra Sefer changed anything. And so Ramosha changes the Girsa. And he says, I'll read to you the words. He says, that is quoted, it's a mistake. She'isa, it says, Omar Ezra, that Ezra is going to come, im yovo el yov, yoimalik, mipnei maka safta, kachani omar loy, that Ezra is going to tell Moshe Rabbeinu kvar nakadati aleihem, v'hutoz bar, sheksivas hateivos shebetoyra, loishayach sheyishalu lamakosva. The letters in the Sefer Torah, it's not shayach to ask, why did you write it? Darei Moshe mipiagvura kosva. Moshe wrote it from Hashem. V'amoyachtom, anyone who thinks of erasing it, hu bechlal devar Hashem bozo, he's a koifer in the Sefer Torah, in the entire Hashem. And then he brings down this thing in Yeshua. He doesn't even want to write in the tshuva the words that the thing in Yeshua wrote. He feels like it's such fear to say that Ezra Sefer fixed up something in the Sefer Torah. He doesn't even write it. He just says, look in the thing in Yeshua. Hey, dvarim shelo nitnu liyomer, the words that can't be said. She'ezra sofer le'tikin shum davar. Ezra sofer didn't correct anything. The shonavi sheba oylam la'yuchal l'shanois shum davar. No navi in the world could change anything. So what's the Girsa? So I told you that Rav Moshe found a Piskei Tosfos, and in the Piskei Tosfos, in Menaches, the Girsa that the Piskei Tosfos has for this Avister of Nassim is Kishakosav Ezra Teira Asa Nekuda. When Ezra Sefer wrote and document, obviously he wrote a bunch of Sefer Teira that we know. He was called Ezra Sefer. Kishakosav Ezra Teira Asa Nekuda Amar. If Moshe is going to ask, why did you make these dots? Oshiv, he's going to answer, I didn't erase. But nothing to do with correcting of the letters themselves. According to this Girsa of the Piskei Tosfos, that's all you have. Ezra Sefer made these dots on the Sefer Torah. Now I realized that there's a very, very fundamental point over here. Whichever Girsa you learn, there's a fundamental difference in an understanding of what Ezra Sefer was doing. Are these dots in the Sefer Torah coming to say that, promotion doesn't allow you to say it, but yeah, I'm just, because we have the Girsa. Are these dots coming to say something needs to be corrected? Meaning some of the letters in the Sefer Torah are quote unquote questionable, or that's not what it's there for. The dots are only there to come to tell you a drash. You're reading in the Sefer Torah that Esav kissed Yaakov Avinu by Shekehu. I'm putting dots on top. Shalaynashku b'chal libo. Follow? Meaning, huh? A targum or a drash. Meaning a drash. No. There's no question that there are dots there. The dots, Ezra Sefer Yizmaskin put them there. That there's no question about. But the dots are not letters. So therefore, if you're just learning that Ezra Sefer put dots there to just let you know this point that Esav didn't kiss Yaakov B'chalibay, or the Malachim were letting Avram know that, you know, we really know where Sarah is, we're just asking her to be nice.
First one is Moses.
Right. So that's a very good question. So you're bringing up, what's your name, sir?
Yonatan. Very good.
You're bringing up a very, very good point, because the Avastar of Nassim themselves bring down that the dots are there to tell you this drash. And then at the end of the Avastar of Nassim, the Avastar of Nassim is seemingly, according to the Girsa that we have, that our Moshe says is a mistake, but according to the Girsa that we have, seems to be coming to say that there's something the matter with the letter. So it's like, The Avastar of Nassim itself is a little bit shver. Now, you know, I don't, again, Rav Moshe holds it's clear to be talking this way, but I'm just, Laman Nahem, there are a lot of talk and learning. There's a Medrash in Parshas Bamidbar, Medrash Gimel, Parsha Gimel, Ois Hezvav, that has the exact same Girsa as the Avastar of Nassim. Mamish word for word. And according to Rav Moshe, that's also going to be a mistake. So there's two places that you have Chazal that Rav Moshe says they're both mistakes. But you know what bothered me even more? The Gra on the Avastar of Nassim is constantly making different Girsais. And the Gra doesn't change it. Like, the Gra doesn't change the Nusach in the Avastar of Nassim the way Rav Moshe does. The Gra leaves it. Well, Pashtus, it's a good point. But Pashtus, he has our Nusach, and he keeps on changing everything else. So why? Okay, you're going to say that he had a different. It seems like that Nusach is there. The question is if it's a mistake or not. I don't think that the Gra had it. He read it differently. It doesn't sound like that. Okay. Maybe. Anyway, so, which leads us to the second sheet, which is a Masechta Sotah. Rav Moshe doesn't quote this. It's just Lamana Emes. I don't, you know, you'll go around saying, Avram Klein said over it. Fine. We're just talking and learning. The Masechta Seferim on the other sheet. The Masechta Seferim tells us an amazing thing. There were three Sifrei Torah that were found in the Azara. Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, it's Oyz Dalit. Shloisha Svarim Nimtzu Bazara. Sefer Ma'oina, Sefer Zazute, and Sefer Hi. Three Sefer Torah had mistakes in it. Be'echad Matsu Kasov Ma'oin. Ma'oin Ma'oina. Bezoi Sabracha, everybody knows. Ma'oin like, hey, you read up until Ma'oin, right? And that's what Chasam Taira starts. So in one of them, instead of the word Ma'oin Elikei Kedem, it was Ma'oin Elikei Kedem. Ubishnayim Kosov Ma'oin Elikei Kedem. V'kaim Ushnayim Ubitlu Echad. So they were Makayim too. They went, they made a Chazavta, meaning, let's look, we have three Sifrei Torah. We have the word moin in one of them, ma'oina in two of them. We're going to keep it as ma'oina. The next one is just mind-boggling. Moin, ma'oina. Okay, a letterhead, right? You can hear that, or maybe the letter got erased. It's not so far, right? Not terrible. Look at this one. Motsu kosa vayishlach el zazute b'nei Yisrael. Zazute. In Parshas Mishpatim, at the end of the Parsha, talks about, right, the Torah talks about that Moshe Rabbeinu got in the shechted, And Vayishlach el Zazute b'nei Yisrael u'pishnai yemotzuksiv Vayishlach esnari b'nei Yisrael. How did they get in a Sefer Torah the word Zazute tenari? Is that hard to understand? And so what do they do? V'kaimu b'shnayim Nari b'nei Yisrael u'botlu echad that says Zazute.
Was it the same two?
No, it sounded like each one had one mistake. That's what it sounds like. Each one had one mistake. And the last one, u'b'shnai yematzu kosov echad asar. He, and in other words, one of them it was achad asar. Who? And two of them was achad asar. He. Okay. Who and he? That also, you can understand that whatever, something happened, and there was a mistake, nothing, right? And so they kept the two of them that said who, and they were mevatel the one that said. So Ezra Sefer, Rashi tells us that it was Ezra Sefer that Rashi and the Rei Yamin says that it was Ezra Sefer that found Yisar. So, if it was Ezra Sefer that found Yisar, so maybe there was, we're talking about, do you know what happened during those 70 years that we were in Golus Bavel? There were people that were saw Korban Bayis Rishon. They went into, right, whatever, they were 10 years old. They went into Golus. The Nebuchadnezzar sent them into Golus. And then they saw Bayis Rishon. As I'll tell us, there were people that saw them both. And they cried. What did they say? Remember, they cried.
They saw the first one.
They said they saw the first one. You can't really compare the first one to the second one. But you know what's an incredible thing? During Golus Bavel, there was such a yerida. In Yiddishkeit, people did not know how to read. We say, Chazaras Hashas, because of what happened in Golus Bavel. Right? People did not know how to read. And that's why Ranjik Nezak Belum Masakin, the Shemana Esrei with Chazaras Hashas, because to be mighty, the ignorant people, how did that happen? In 70 years, how did that happen? Two people that saw it both. Whatever it is, somehow that's what took place. So, you know, just to, if we're going to hold that the Gra had this Nusa and that the Binyan Yeshua is saying this, maybe there was a certain questions in the Sefer Torah. You see that there were these mistakes in the Sefer Torah that they found in the Hazara, something as far as those. So, again, I say this with a lot of fright that according to Rav Moshe, this is Kira. But maybe Ezra felt it's necessary that there were certain parts of the word that had to have been corrected after he found those three Sefer Torah with those mistakes. And he went it over. And that's why I made dots on top of the Sefer Torah. Now, this is not 100% because if the dots are on top of the letter to indicate that the letter is a problem, that would make sense why the dot is on some of the letters. But it doesn't work out for all 10 places because there are dots on all the letters of the word Vayishateyu. So you want to tell me that Ezra had a question if the whole word belonged there? That doesn't make sense. The word Lanu Levanenu has dots on the entire word. So again, it's very, very hard to understand that what Ezra questioned the whole entire word of Lanu Levanenu. Stan, that also doesn't make sense, meaning as much as we're trying to explain that maybe Ezra questioned something according to this other pshat that Rav Moshe doesn't like. But it's still not 100% because the dots, some of the words have dots on, like I said, on some of the letters, and some of the dots have letters on all the letters. The only thing is that according to Rav Moshe, according to the Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe is not really explaining. There are two questions which Rav Moshe is not really explaining. Why, Taka, are there dots on some of the on some of the letters versus being the dots on all the letters? Meaning, I have a question on both ways, which I don't have a good shot either way. According to Rav Moshe, Ezra's just making dots just to tell you there's a pshat, so to speak, in the word. There's more to what meets the eye when you read the word. Okay, so then why on some of the letters did Ezra put dots on the whole word? And on some of them, he only put them afterward. Question number one. Question number two, according to Rav Moshe. Well, Ezra felt it so necessary in these 10 places to make dots to tell you that there's a drash. The whole Torah is full of drashes. Every single word in the Torah, in every parsha, you open up Rashi, and Rashi explains to you, yeah, don't read it like this, you read it like this, right? Every single parsha we have where we say, you can't, that the Torah Shabbat tells you how to read the Torah Shabbat Sab. You can't just read the Torah Shabbat Sab in a Parshat way. Uchsav tam al mezuzah v'sechu v'sharecha does not mean to take a pen and to start writing something on your doorposts. It means you have to have a mezuzah, right? How do I know that? I know that from the Torah Shabbat Sab. So these 10 places, at least, Ezra felt it so necessary, the drash is so important that he had to put dots in the same Torah. You had drash, like, what's so, you know what I mean? What's so important about and everything's important, but like, so Vayish Akeyu, he didn't, he did, so like, Nashek Bahalibai, fine. So Chazal will tell you, so like, Nashek Bahalibai, I need the dots to tell me, so like, Nashek Bahalibai, Chazal will tell me, like they tell me everything else. You learn that the dots are there to tell me that there's a question in the letters. Maybe. So then there's maybe a good reason that there's dots there. But again, I can't explain to you why on some of the words there are dots on some of the letters, and on other words there are dots on all the letters, because it's impossible to say that there's a mistake, chas v'shalom, in the whole word lanul abanim, right? Then you're omitting the whole word. You're not going to say that the whole word of Aisha Keyu, every single letter, is a question. And so Adayans are, but at least these are the two mahalchim, basically, on what are the dots coming for. And according to the Rish Moshe, the dots, I have to say it again, just to finish off his way, that I don't finish off with the Chas V'Shalom beside him, which is Karav Tekfira, that the dots are only there, only to tell you a drash, and that's it.
All right, thank you.